Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2411. This new year, don't be just another statistic, by Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. This new year, don't be just another statistic, by Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. You may be hearing this after your morning workout, or maybe after trying a new recipe that's going to kickstart your New Year's resolution to eat better. This time of year is filled with new goals, gym membership signups, and the setting of great expectations to make this year the best one yet. As fitness professionals, we're so excited that more people are making a commitment to improving their health. Unfortunately, we all know too well how quickly these commitments turn into loose promises and eventually become a lost cause. It's troubling to see the statistics that are stacked against those who are trying to improve their health. Of the top 10 New Year's resolutions, 7 of them are related to improving health. These include exercise more, lose weight, eat more healthily, take a more active approach to health, learn a new skill or hobby, spend more time on personal well-being, spend more time with family and friends, drink less alcohol, stop smoking, and everything else falls under the other category. From the same poll, they reported that of the people who made New Year's resolutions, 63% of them failed. There are reports out there that present even higher rates of failure. For all of the people who joined the gym in January, at least 80% of them quit within their second month, meaning by February. These are shocking numbers and worry us even more, because feelings of failure and the extremely restrictive diets that people put themselves on in the month of January often lead to people regaining the weight and even leave the individuals in poorer health than they were prior to January. At Freeform, we do not want you to become one of these statistics. We believe that goal setting is an important part of living a healthy life, and therefore, making a New Year's resolution to improve your health in any aspect is amazing. So, here are our tips on how to stick to your New Year's resolution and avoid being just another statistic. 1. Start small. Look at your whole life and pick one thing that you think would be easy to improve. Instead of saying, I'm going to quit smoking cold turkey, or I'm going to lose X amount of weight this year, pick something like, I'm going to stop having a smoke when I'm at work, or I'm going to get myself to the gym regularly every week. 2. Keep your whole life in perspective. Making a New Year's resolution can make people feel like they only have the next 12 months to get to their goal. Some even make resolutions to get themselves in shape for beach season, adding extra pressure to look perfect in just 4 or 5 months. If you are looking to improve your health and well-being this year, think about it as something to improve your health and well-being for the rest of your life. So if you slip up 1 week because family or work stress throws you off your game, know that you didn't lose one of the 52 weeks you have to reach your goal, because 1 week is really a small amount of time in the grand scheme of life. And 3, celebrate the little wins. Somewhat related to the first tip, celebrating the little wins allows you to feel successful on a regular basis. If you only allow yourself to feel accomplished when you reach the major milestones and goals in your life, then you lose out on feeling good about yourself and life for all the time leading up to it. If your goal is to quit smoking this year, celebrate the days when you smoke less than you did before. If you want to eat better, celebrate the days when you reached for a salad instead of the pasta dish, or celebrate the days when you practiced moderation for every meal. When you reward yourself mentally, the journey towards your ultimate health and wellness goals become much more enjoyable and will lead to greater adherence to your plan. Speaking of plans, making a plan for yourself can help keep you focused. Similarly to how a personal training program allows us to track your progress and success, making a plan for yourself can help you track your progress and success along the way. Adding in rewards throughout the year to help keep you on track can make planning out your goals exciting. Lastly, if you're making a goal that has a specific time frame in mind, include a reevaluation at the end of that time frame. So often we see people say they're going to get healthy in time for a wedding or birthday, and then they do, but then they go right back to their old ways, and all of that hard work they put in was for nothing. Have your goals serve you long term by evaluating the successes and failures of resolutions, and then learn from those to create a new resolution for the next time frame. You just listened to the post titled, "This New Year, Don't Be Just Another Statistic," by Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca, and I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. You heard the long list of typical New Year's resolutions that today's author, Ashley Ann, shared with us. We may have made a similar list this new year. The start of the new year gives us lots of hope for all that can be achieved over the next 365 days, and rightly so. But sometimes, if we set too many goals, we can get overwhelmed. We may not know where to start, or trying to tackle too many goals at once can start to feel really stressful. So, it may be best to start with one goal, two at the most, and devote your time and attention to those. When these new behaviors start to feel like habits, then consider moving on to the next one. Oh, and have patience with yourself. Habits take time to form, so they take time to break too. All right, that'll do it for today. And of course, I'll be back tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.